Perek Beis of Brachas Mishnah Aleph. We'll continue with halachas of Kriya Shema. The first halacha in this Mishnah is halachas of Kavona. A person has to have in mind when he does a mitzvah that I'm doing this mitzvah because I was commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, how you call it by Torah? If he was reading in the Torah, the year is Manamikra, and he happened to come to the time of Kriya Shema, and he's now reading the Torah, the Pasha of Kriya Shema. Im kiven libo yotza, vim lav lo yotza. You have two ways of understanding the pshat of this Mishnah. It says that you have to have kavona. If you hold that mitzvahs need kavona, mitzvahs tzrichas kavona, then the pshat of the Mishnah is kapshuta, that he's reading it just to learn Torah. And if he didn't have in mind it specifically to be mekayem the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, he's not yotza. If you hold generally that as long as you do the mitzvah, you are yotza, even though you didn't specifically have intent to do it for the sake of the mitzvah. So over here it's saying that a person wasn't really reading it properly, he was just reading the letters because he wanted to make sure that say the Torah, the film that he was writing had the right words. So the kavona over here just means you have to the kavona to read the words properly. But ma'isa, we passing that a mitzvah d'oraisa shrichas kavona. One has to have explicit intent before that mitzvah is doing l'shem ha-mitzvah. But the evidence we yates on the fact that if it's an act that's clearly done for a mitzvah, it's assumed that he's doing for a mitzvah. But lachafila, one should, before there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, I think that I'm now about to be mekayem a mitzvah d'oraisa. Before Kriya Shema, I want you to think this. I'm about to be mekayem a mitzvah Kriya Shema d'oraisa. Yeah. Mitzvah d'rabbonon, but the evidence of presence in Arab Kavona, he is yates. The prokim, now there's a second halacha of this Mishnah is discussing. When a person is in the middle of the brachas of Kriya Shema or Kriya Shema itself, when is he permitted to speak out something else other than the Kriya Shema? In other words, generally when you're in the middle of bracha and mitzvah, you're not allowed to talk out anything other than the bracha and mitzvah. And the brachas before Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema, these are brachas arukos, long brachas, and therefore there are certain leniencies about when one can be matzik. So the prokim, shom ne'akov and meishis. The next Mishnah, we will see exactly what these prophim are. The prophim basically means in between one chapter and the next, or in between one bracha and the next. Then the opinion of the Rabbi Meir is that you could, if Shalom Tnei HaKavod, if you're in between one paragraph and the next, or in between one bracha and the next, and you see a mechubadik, a person walking by, you're allowed to actually greet him and say, good morning, or Shalom Aleichem. Umeshiv, and if he gives you Shalom Aleichem, you're for sure allowed to answer, because it's more insulting if you don't answer him. Ube emsa, if you're in the middle of one of these brachas, or in the middle of one of the prokim of Kriya Shema, Shalom Ne'ayira, then you can only say Shalom to somebody if you are afraid of him. He's a very powerful person, you're afraid of him. Umeshiv, and also you're allowed to answer him only if it's a person you're afraid of. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which is the opinion which we're passing like, is at the end, if you're middle of a bracha, middle of one of the parshas Kriya Shema, Shom Bnei Yira, you can greet somebody, you can only greet them if you're afraid of them. Umeshiv Bnei Kovet, once you are greeted, you could answer, even if it's just a mechubad bigger person. The prokim, if you're middle of, in between one bracha and the next, or one parsha and the next, Shoyel Bnei Kovet, it's more lenient, therefore, if you're permitted to greet somebody, even if it's just because they're a mechubad bigger person, Umeshiv Shom Lechalotim, anybody that greeted you, you'll have to answer him. Lamaisa, this manazer, this mitnei hakovod kemat does not exist because we assume that Jewish people that are mechubadik are not makbid on the fact that you greet them. Therefore, once one is starting saying berachas Kriya Shema, I should not greet anybody unless it's a person that he's afraid of. Then he's allowed to greet him, even in middle of the parsha.